This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you know that Democrats are getting a little bit desperate. They really don't know how to handle this special counsel report, especially if you're Adam Schiff, and saying this guy's a hack, it was all political. But you know, if they were saying that about Donald Trump, they would say, we got to get this guy a cognitive test. There's something wrong. We got to do a 25th Amendment right now. I mean, it would just be very interesting, shall we say, to watch Adam Schiff's reaction if the shoe was on the other foot. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. And don't forget the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, especially if you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book, Nullification. We're going to talk to Frank here in just a moment. But welcome again, everybody, especially everybody listening on AM 860, AM 930, and of course, all along the GCN network. And we appreciate everybody at GCN who distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates working very hard for the program. We really do appreciate it. All right, folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And with that, let's welcome Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, first off, first things first, I guess, what did you think of the Super Bowl? At least it was a pretty competitive game overall.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
You mean you didn't watch Taylor Swift? Every other moment they would cut away to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, what an abomination. I mean, it's just, hey, it's a Taylor Swift show with the Super Bowl.
That's right.
You know, yeah. I don't care for that. That's I know there were a lot of theories going around that it was manufactured and planted to help save the NFL because it's ultimately woke. I made the decision not to watch it because they were playing a black national anthem. I don't support organizations that divide on the basis of racism, and the NFL is doing that.
Well, it is interesting that you have a particular other national anthem. Why don't we have then 25 national anthems or something like that?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. If we are e pluribus unum, out of many one, then we have to make a concerted effort to be this melting pot. The NFL evidently doesn't care to do that. They want to cater to special interests and use racism as the tactic to do that. So I'm not going to watch them. And then to see on social media that, and I'd like to call him this, Taylor Swift's boyfriend,
right,
had to get into his coach's face and scream at him during the overtime. I would fine him his year's salary and trade him immediately.
That was a little over the top. I mean,
over the top. Did you ever see Walter Payton do that?
No.
He didn't get to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl because they gave it to the fridge. If anybody had a right to be a little upset, it's the greatest running back in the world. He didn't. Have you ever seen Michael Jordan do that to his coach? No.
Yeah.
You ever see Bobby Hall or any of Wayne Gretzky do it to their coaches? No. Nope. This is a symptom of the society that we live in. When this guy can think he's so damn important that he can disrespect his coach on national television in front of the biggest crowd that there is, I don't care what he was trying to get across to his coach.
No.
It's disrespectful, and it literally pisses on any respect for authority at all. So, Taylor, take your boyfriend and go away. Go away. You're a bunch of spoiled little brats that think you're all that. You know, that was the straw that broke the camel's back for me on social media last night. Screw him, screw her, screw the NFL.
You know who would never have stood for that on the field would be Tom Landry, somebody like him. You know, who was always very stoic, you know, and so forth. But it's a whole different era, like you said. And then you've got this big guy. I mean, if he came up to you or I, it would be scary because he's pretty intimidating, let alone the coach, who's, you know, is an older gentleman, you know, and this would be, that's just wasn't right.
Back in the day, if he would have done that to Mike Ditka or Don Shula,
yeah.
it would have been over.
Yeah.
They would have sent him to the locker room. That's it. I don't care if there's 3 minutes left in the Super Bowl and you're God's gift. Get.
Yeah, well, other than that, how do you feel about it, Frank?
Yeah, there comes a time, and we've hit it, in a society where you've got to call out bad actors. And this guy, as celebrated as the NFL wants to make him, you know, as celebrated as Taylor Swift's boyfriend is, you don't act like that, and we can't reward him for bad behavior. That's not a role model for our kids.
Right.
And it's embarrassing to the rest of us. He's a spoiled brat.
Yep. I'm with you 100%. I mean, I just thought it was shocking, you know, what we were seeing. And they kept playing it over and over again. And, as you mentioned, for the kids, you got a lot of young kids watching this and thinking, oh, that's how I should be. And then if they try that with their coach, I think they might, they'll find themselves in a world of hurt on that. Yeah.
You know, and it's not just the NFL. Look at the NBA with players who get arrested on gun charges and assault charges and domestic violence, you know, again and again and again and again. If you're going to be making millions of dollars playing a freaking game, then put on the air of being a role model instead of a selfish, self-centered brat.
I think that's very well said, Frank. I tell you what, we're going to head out to the first break of the hour here, but you're right. I think what did the players get to win? It's like $187,000 or something, and the losers get $87,000, somewhere in there. But yeah, it's a lot. But tell you what, stay right there, Frank. We are coming right back, everybody. More with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. We're going to keep going right after this, so don't go anywhere. I'll warn with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're rolling through the Monday edition, everybody. We're right smack dab, almost in the middle of hour number four here. We've been going pretty good this morning. A lot of great messages, great calls as well. We sure appreciate that. And, folks, don't forget you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. If you have a message for me or for Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification, let's head right back over to Frank. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, and protester of the Black National Anthem.
Well, we'll add that to your to your intro, absolutely. You know, something I just saw, too, just a little while ago, I think, but it came out on Saturday. Looks like Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican out of Wisconsin, he's not going to seek re-election, evidently, coming on the heels of the whole Mayorkas vote the other day.
Yeah, I don't know if it was directly related to his non-vote to impeach, but, you know, that is a Republican seat in the House that is being vacated, so obviously it opens up a vulnerability going into the general election. But there's a lot of younger people in Congress who don't care for the game because it's being sold as one thing, and when they get to Congress, it's quite another. You know, they think they're going to represent the people in their district as they campaigned to get elected on, and they realize that they're serving their political party and not the people back home for the most part. And well, I think that's where we've gotten away from what the framers gave us, which was true representative government. Right now we've got government represents political parties, and that's exactly what Washington warned us about in his farewell address when he said, "Beware of the factions. They will be the death of the republic," and I'm paraphrasing. But he was talking about political parties. You know, we got two groups of people that are just smothering what's supposed to be representative government. And, you know, if you want an example, just look at Mitch McConnell.
Well, right. Well, you know, it is interesting because you bring up Washington, and these individuals of that time period, they really do seem to have had some very clear vision of what it was they were constructing after, I mean, it took a lot to get to that point, obviously, but they realized how it could be, for lack of a better term, corrupted or dismantled, you know.
Well, they had just got finished with living under tyranny for how long? You know, decades, if not hundreds of years. They broke the chains of tyranny to find freedom, and then they debated very hard on what government to set up. You know, that's why when I hear people talk about our democracy, I cringe. We don't have a democracy. They hated democracy. They really did. They used it as a system to vote. But our government is not a democracy. That would be mob rule. We have a constitutional republic that gives us a representative government, you know, or at least we did until the direct election of senators.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just we mentioned Mayorkas there a moment ago in regards to Mike Gallagher, the representative. But Mayorkas was on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he basically says they don't bear any responsibility for the broken system of immigration, basically. I mean, how they really do believe they can hide behind that kind of phraseology, you know, and just and people will buy that?
Well, he's a gaslighting jackass. he's a gaslighting jackass. Here's a guy who is so in. Well, I had this dilemma in my head about Mayorkas. Is he incredibly inept, or is he a fantastic foot soldier for what the powers that be in Washington want done?
Yeah,
and I'm tending to lean more towards the latter. I think he's executing exactly what they want to have done to create a one-party system in this country. And they're not going to unveil all the nuts and bolts of it until they know they can force it through. And then we're going to go, whoa, what do you mean we're 11 million votes behind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, should he have been impeached? No, it's a good question. He should have been fired. You know, and anybody who's looking at it with a straight eye, who's looking at wanting to have excellence in job performance, would have fired his ass a long time ago. But if it's all about the political maneuvering for power and it's not about serving the people, he may be the best person on the cabinet.
Right. No kidding. Well, and of course, that vote may come up again, maybe even this week. We're not sure, but it very well could. And they might be able to get it through this time if they get everybody there, for one thing, to actually be there. But Gallagher was one of those who voted against it, I believe.
Yeah, he voted against impeaching Mayorkas. And quite honestly, it's an exercise in labeling, because the Senate's not going to convict him and remove him. It's not going to happen. They don't have the supermajority they need to remove him. So will he have the scarlet letter of impeachment around his neck? Yeah, he will. But he's not going to get removed from his post.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about being removed from their post, this whole thing with Joe Biden has just gotten worse over the weekend, obviously. There's even a report Gavin Newsom was hobnobbing with some billionaires in Vegas ahead of the Super Bowl. You know, everybody's starting to anticipate now, because everything just really changed late last week with this report from the special prosecutor. But even so, Joe Biden, he did a video for the Super Bowl. But if he was really running for president, don't you think he would actually do the Super Bowl interview? But we know he can't, maybe for obvious reasons at this point.
Let's see, I agree with Carville, Begala, and Axelrod that he needed to be out there to do an interview if, in fact, he's truly running. But they know that they can't do it because he doesn't have the wherewithal to be on television for an interview, even if the questions are selected already. He's a vulnerability every time he gets in front of the microphone. You know, yes. So if I'm his campaign manager, I want him in that basement, and I want him there. Everything should be produced. I don't want a live interview. I don't want a town hall. I don't want a press gaggle. I want nothing. I want him as far away from microphones, cameras, and the public as humanly possible so I can manufacture a persona to cater to what the people are upset about. And that's a task in and of itself, because his record is damaging to his candidacy. It's so bad. Now, Newsom, I didn't know that California had rectified all its problems, that this guy could take a weekend off and go to Vegas for a football game.
No kidding. Well, you know, sometimes with Joe Biden, I'm wondering if maybe they're rewatching that movie with Kevin Klein called Dave, where they say, hey, maybe we could come up with something like this and, you know, get somebody out there who can at least communicate, maybe.
You know, there's a strange, life imitates art on many occasions. If it's not Wag the Dog, it's Dave. But they are manufacturing Biden, you know, and they always have. Think about it. You know, even going back to the Senate, he's not what he appears. He's not just nice old Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe Biden. That's as far away from what he is as humanly possible. He's a pretty mean person.
And that flashed the other day when he got mad at the press.
Absolutely. Yeah. Think about the comments he made about, I don't want my kids going to school in that jungle culture, talking about, interracial schools. What a hateful thing to say. But it was right off the top of his head. It's how he really feels.
Right.
So he's not a nice man. It's all made up. It's all manufactured. So what's the difference between marketing somebody as good old Uncle Joe from Scranton, the altar boy from Scranton, and the movie Dave? What's the difference?
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, well, Joe Biden, he is definitely some kind of persona, as you say. But that's breaking down every single time that he goes out to the microphones, and they should never have sent him out there the other day, because he went out there to show how in command and control he is, but he actually ended up making it a lot worse.
Of course he made it a lot worse, because he's not there to be able to be quick on his feet to give an answer that will get him out of the jam. Say what you want about Donald Trump. You may not like him because he's gruff. You may hate the way he talks, but he's the real deal. He's genuine. He is what he is. Joe Biden isn't.
Indeed. Well said. All right, Frank Salvato, stay right there. Can you hang around for another segment?
You bet.
All right. Sounds great. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. We're going to come right back, everybody. And caller, you hold on, because we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. We're going to come right back. I promise. I really, really do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will be sitting out the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview tonight for a second year in a row, despite the massive audience of both Democrats and Republicans. Reacting to this move, Democrat strategist James Carville, who tells CNN's Michael Smirkanish, it's a bad sign.
It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20, 25-minute interview on that day, and you don't do it, that's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. There's no other way to read this.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes it back here to the States from her sold-out concerts in Japan ahead of the big game tonight to watch boyfriend Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. The game in Vegas starts at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday edition continues, folks. 86%, according to an ABC Ipsos poll, think Joe Biden is too old to become president. And that's pretty significant. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, kylewarrenshow.com is the website if you'd like to send us a direct message. Also, 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to ask Frank Salvato a question or make a comment, and once again, welcome back, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Kyle, and another 13% is over 100 years old, so don't worry about that.
Well, you know, but it is interesting, and we do have a caller hanging on. We'll go to the caller here just momentarily, but it is significant. 86% think that Joe Biden is too old, but of that same poll, 62% feel the same way about Donald Trump. But those two people, when you put them side by side, there's really no real comparison in terms of what we're observing with Joe Biden, basically.
Yeah, it's night and day. It was a moot question to begin with. It's not about the age. It's about the cognitive ability. It's quite obvious that Joe Biden has not been up to speed with his cognitive abilities since before he was elected.
Right.
It's, you know, I'm serious about that. We saw a marked decline going into the last month of his campaign in 2020. It was you could see it. The glasses never came off. He was shuffling. He stumbled. He was mumbling. We saw it. People were talking about, did he have a stroke?
Right.
You know, well, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But the Democrats wouldn't let go of him.
Right. Oh, exactly. Yeah, because while you were saying that, I was going to ask, do you think there was some event that happened and not just this gradual decline where he's just kind of, you know, old Joe and you know, grandpa and he's not, he's just not firing on all cylinders anymore. But do you think there was something that happened that sort of caused this?
As someone who's treated stroke victims before in the past, I was a paramedic for a career. That was my judgment, but you can't make that judgment unless you actually have hands on.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And you're treating, so it's a supposition, of course, but that would have been my first impression.
Well, sure, yeah, exactly. And even if you just look at video of Joe Biden back when, after he left being the vice president and so forth, he just seemed to, even at some of those early debates, he's a different guy. You know, or, you know, some of the early parts of the campaign, he's a different guy. And then there was a marked change. And,
yeah, that's not addressing the jerk level,
right?
Because his jerk level has always been in the upper 90s to 100. I'm just talking about being able to field a question.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Whenever he got flustered in the debates with Donald Trump, remember the time he said, with this clown, why are we even talking to this clown? You know, that's, wow. There were a lot of people in the audience and anyone said, that's not presidential.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line. We've got Anthony in Tampa this morning, and I think he's got a question or comment for you. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Listen, in regards to the incident that I was made aware of the player tackling the coach, let's see how many sports talk show hosts take that to task and not bury it under the fact that this guy is supposed to be some big shot player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Second of all, you know, shame on those who are kind of supporting Taylor Swift by mentioning her every couple of seconds on her shows.
Yep. Are you still there? Anthony in Tampa?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
Good morning.
Yeah.
There's a crossover on your show. Okay, can you hear me? Yeah. In regards to the incident that occurred and I was made aware of on the sidelines by the brutish player kind of almost knocking down his coach, let's see how many talk show hosts on the radio, sports devoted, bury that under the label of, well, this guy's a great player and the team made a championship victory. Second of all, shame to those who keep mentioning this singer's name on the air. She claimed to be a Christian, but no Christian advocates for the slaughter of unborn children and promotes transgender and abnormal lifestyles for the youth of America and the world. And second of all, you know, I've caught a segment of the 700 Club where they interview these players and they profess to be these holders of the faith. Yet when it comes to the media, secular media, none of them had the bravery to confess that they're actually Christian and Christ followers. The only one I heard that actually has anything that admittance was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And I heard that the owner of the Chiefs also gave his confession of faith. But other than that, everything else is superficial. These guys seem to be ashamed of actually professing their faith in front of the world. So it's all a sham. The sports is pretty much, and Frank, you know, there's other ways of disrespecting the flag, whether it's kneeling by the women's U.S. national soccer team or NFL players. Fans need to stand up and make themselves known and recognize that they're not going to put up with it if they really profess to be supporters and respecters of the U.S. national anthem. Thank you.
All right, Anthony in Tampa, appreciate the call. Yeah, Frank, there's a lot going on there, and of course, you and I were hitting it pretty hard earlier about Kelsey, right? Going against the coach. That was an offense that maybe should have, as you were saying, should have sent him to the locker room at the very least.
Should have sent him to the locker room. The NFL commissioner should get involved at this point, saying that's not, players don't talk to coaches like that. It should be a league fine or suspension, but it's not going to happen because the NFL is all about money, 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 money. That's why they fell to wokeness. That's money. They saw money. They saw people, tickets, butts and seats. All right, then let's go here. Let's have a black national anthem. We have to placate. You know, this week we're going to have rainbows on our uniforms because we have to placate. We have to play the identity politics thing in order to be able to capture as many people as possible, you know, and the media is complicit. He's right about the taking a knee. If you're at a sporting event or any event for that matter and the players are taking the knees, turn your back to them. Turn your back to them and fire off some emails and some hard letters to the people who run these things and say, you know what, you lost me.
Yeah.
You lost me. Keep your jaded, divisive, hate America politics out of my sporting events. It's inappropriate for you to do this. And the NFL lost all credibility with me when they didn't come down hard on Colin Kaepernick. A washed-up, used-to-be, at-the-top-of-his-game mediocre quarterback that somehow thought he was important enough to ruin an entire sports league.
Well, in so many ways, that creates a cottage industry for some of these individuals. You know, this is my thing. This is my shtick, right? This is what I'm going to do because now I'm going to get endorsements. I don't have to play another day in my life if I really don't want to. I'll be very comfortable kind of a thing. That's what gets me sometimes is that it becomes, as I said, a cottage industry. And nobody's really trying to solve any real problems. They're just making money off the problems.
Yeah, and that's the key point, and you hit it directly in the bullseye. They're not giving any solutions. They're whining. They're protesting and whining. And they push their name and their brand forward. Could Colin, you know, Colin Kaepernick, what do you get out of this? What, a Nike deal?
Oh, yeah. That kind of thing. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about a reward for incredibly bad behavior. You want to have a conversation about systemic racism? And if it actually exists, then be brave enough to sit down and allow someone across the table to use the FBI statistics to prove you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen. You just take a knee. It's not now. It's a thing. Yeah, take a knee. I'm cool. Come on. No, I'll never be taking a knee during the national anthem or towards the flag. And I'll never disrespect first responders. And I definitely wouldn't disrespect my coach like that.
No kidding. I mean, that's going to be that's going to become infamous. I think if there's any justice, no doubt about it.
I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Infamous. That's exactly what it should be. Well, Frank Salvato, author of the book Nullification, and of course, the website is undergroundusa.com. We look forward to talking with you again on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, take care. All right, Frank Salvato, everybody. And folks, we're coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone on AM 860, and we'll talk a little bit more, of course, about the Super Bowl, but, you know, now we're going to look forward to baseball. I know I'm looking forward to baseball. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are having a great Monday edition of the program. You're just waking up. If you're just starting to get up and get your day started, we're glad to be with you here this morning. As we said, it is a Monday. And by the way, I don't know what your favorite Super Bowl commercial might have been. I love to watch the Super Bowl commercials every year. I mean, they've got great production value, or they, you know, I like the ones with little twists and things like that. But this year, what's taking the cake for me, and we'll ask Patrick Hyland about this here in just a moment. He's going to be with us, host of the Sports Zone, of course, right here on AM 860. Was certainly when I saw Christopher Walken come on to the commercial. That's it for me. I think that's going to be my favorite commercial, almost sight unseen, because I think, wow, you know, what a great commercial that is. You know, Christopher Walken just takes the cake. But also, we're talking about who else takes the cake. We've got Patrick Hyland, and he is host of the Sports Zone. And good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. I agree with you. I love that commercial. So we are in agreement on that, my friend.
All right, yeah. Well, that's right. Anything Walken on that.
There you go, man. He's been in a lot of cool movies, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And his Saturday Night Live skits, too, are up there with the best of them. So, not a funny guy. How about that Super Bowl, my man? 25 to 22. Yep. Overtime, baby. I had a feeling this was going to be an overtime game. Talked about that on the Sports Center yesterday. Everybody thought I was crazy. I said, I just got a funny feeling this could be an overtimer. And there you go. It was a good game, defensively and offensively. And as you can see there in overtime, both defenses got a little tired. And KC just had a little bit more in the gas tank than the San Francisco 49ers. Both had a great season. It's a shame. Cal Shanahan now has been in two losing Super Bowls, where he had the lead. First as an offensive coordinator with the Falcons, and now with the San Francisco 49ers. So, kind of sad to see that happen, but, can't wait till next year. As they say, we'll all be jonesing for football come around August, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming and everything of that nature.
Well,
go ahead.
I didn't interrupt, but what do you think, what's the chance of the elusive three-peat for this?
Yeah, that's, there hasn't been a repeat in 20 years now. Three-peat, wow.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be tough. I just, if anybody can do it, that would be that squad. They seem to find a way. They just seem to be the Patriots of the 2020s, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Patriots have some early 20s, and now they're making it happen. So, hey, I'm not a big fan of dynasties. I don't know about you, Kyle. I like seeing new blood. I like to see underdogs win. It's kind of the American way, you know. I have to ask you, has anybody called in or said anything about the national anthems that were sung yesterday?
Well, we were just talking with our good friend and regular contributor, Frank Silvato, here in the last hour number four here, and he felt very strongly, and I think we did have one caller talk about the so-called Black National Anthem, yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious. Does that bring us together, or does that divide us more? We got to start working on bringing us together instead of dividing us. I don't know why we always have to have separate, anything that's separation is never a good thing, in my opinion. Unless it's on the football field and like tight end and wide receivers getting open, then yeah. Get away from the DB.
Right.
So
well,
complete the patch.
Yeah, but
it
begs the question, do we need to have 25 national anthems? But that's because the idea is that we are a nation that comes together. We are very diverse, but we should have one flag, one anthem, one code, basically, because we are Americans first.
Well, you said it perfectly, and Teddy Roosevelt said it also back in the day, when immigration was a little different, to say the least. You're more than welcome to come here. One flag, one country, assimilate to the American way, and one language. Real simple, not rocket science, to say the least. And when that was going on, we all kind of turned into a melting pot and made this country great. And now we turn it into a tossed salad and we don't even know what's in the salad. So, I don't know. It's amazing how that goes. But anyway, we get back to sports here, have a little fun with it. Spring training, they'll report Thursday pitchers and catchers, and then all the position players this time next week. So a lot of people looking forward to that. Football's done now. It's time for baseball, America's favorite pastime. At least it used to be that way, Cal. Now I think football's taken over. So. Anyway, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, one thing I was impressed by was that there are a lot of people all around the world who are into football now. It kind of makes more sense now that you want to, that some of the NFL teams go abroad, right, to play games. There just seems to be a lot more interest. I don't know if that leads to more football leagues or that kind of thing, professional football leagues in other countries.
International. It's quicker paced, more exciting. Baseball, so getting the clock going, saying, hey, get in the batter's box, get ready to throw the pitch, let's get moving. We're not going to have 10 pickoff plays at first base. I like what you're doing with the game. I really do. People are enjoying it more. So we shall see. I think it's going to keep evolving and turning into be a great game like it is. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a game that we all played as kids growing up, more so than any other sport. So there you go. Hockey's in full gear, man. The Lightning are starting to climb back up the ladder and make it happen. So we'll see what the Tampa Bay Lightning can do and finish out the year. But the Bruins look so good, Kyle. I'll tell you, the Kings out there are trying to make a run for it also. We'll see what they can come up with. Going to be a good hockey playoff season. This football playoff season was exciting. Hockey's going to be just as exciting. In basketball, it's amazing. The Magic, you know, last year were one of the worst teams. Now they're trying to be in the middle of the pack. So people that follow the Magic here in Florida really enjoy them. And the Lakers, who would think, Cal, that the Clippers would have a better record than the Lakers? It's amazing how things have evolved and changed. That's the beauty of sports, though, Cal, to say the least.
Oh, sure. No, exactly. And that's why, you know, especially for young people that want to play sports either for fun or if they're very good and they really want to progress and they want to one day go pro, it's kind of egalitarian. It's like if you put the time and the effort, you've got talent, but you put in the time and the effort. I mean, there's no limit to how far you can really go, you know, because things do change.
So true, man. No, it's so true that you would say that, Cal, because that's what it's all about. It's you have to work at anything in life. You have to put in your time and your dues to get better. Some people are born and given different gifts than others. That's just the way the world is and the way our bodies are and human are. We all have different gifts. We all have different lanes to travel. It's just doing the best you can in your lane and being happy and sharing that with other human beings to make society a better place and do the right things for the right reasons. And it's just funny talking about that. You know, football, the game yesterday, look how both teams work together as a team to try to accomplish a goal. And that's what we have to get back to in this country. And that's what I always look at life as a team sport and a team game. And when I meet with people and help them out with their financial and insurance needs, it's, you know, now we're a team. Let's see what we can do to win the battle for you and make it happen and make you happy and reach your goals and aspirations and dreams. And I do it every day. I save people money all the time. I give them a better plan. I give them better benefits. And I enjoy doing it. It's been a pleasure. It's been a blessing, to say the least.
Indeed.
If there's anybody out there listening right now that I can be of help to, please feel free to call. It's 813-966-1052. And love to talk to you. If you're here in Florida, you know, we'll get together and I'll meet with you. And we'll have a cup of coffee and talk some sports, as I like to say, and just get to know each other and see if we can work well together and do what's best for you. I let people make the choices. I'm more of a coach than anything, man, you know, and that's what it's all about, Kyle. Just like you try to direct people in your line of work and here on the radio with just different aspects of looking at things from a different view. And that's what makes things great. It makes things better, Kyle. So God bless you, brother. I'll talk to you Wednesday morning, and thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Always great to talk with him, and fun to talk with him, of course, about the Super Bowl. And now we look forward to baseball. That's going to be amazing as well. Folks, thank you for listening this morning. It's my pleasure to be here. This is the best job in the world. I have you to thank for that. And we will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.